Okay, Chevra, because of our unusual sequence of doing Derudeya this year, so we're up to Simin Gadi Aleph now. So let's begin our conversation. Simin Gadi Aleph. The din is a busser and gavina that touch its mutter, but you have to do hadacha where they touch, and it's mutter to put them in the single mitpachat. Mitpachat usually means tichol in modern Hebrew. Over here, I don't think it means tichol, but you're allowed to put them in the same wrapper. We're not choishish that maybe they will touch. This is the din. It comes from a Gemara Daf Kuf Zayin Amud Beis, where the Gemara basically says, "So what if they touch?" Tzora Odom Basar Gavino. That's in the Mishnah. Muvashlo Yegu Zok the Gemara. So what if they touch? So the Gemara answers, even though you don't need klipa, but you do need hadacha if they end up touching, and that seems to be the accepted halacha. There are a few points that just are worth making over here. The Shach and Os Aleph quotes in the Bach that if they're both yavesh, you don't need any hadacha. This idea from the Bach is actually worth focusing on very briefly, because the Bach basically is bringing a raya from the beginning of that Gemara. The Gemara says that if they touch each other, so what? So says the Bach, well, achare kechlos hakol, how do you understand the beginning of the Gemara? Right? The Gemara answers that you need hadacha, but the Gemara's havamina is so what? So the Bach says, the havamina is still correct, because if it's a davar yavesh, so then you don't need any hadacha at all. It just, Nirulafinist, I think this is like an unusual Bach, like, because generally speaking in Judaism, we don't bring rayas from the Havaminas, and we don't assume that the Havaminas accepted the Halacha. Remember, there used to be a big Talmud Chacham here in Yeshiva years ago, Rabbi Yosef Winevsky. He was like the blind rabbi who was in the Kol HaElyon. Rabbi Winevsky, who used to say that, like, if you're machmir for all the Havaminas in the Gemara, so you have to speak Devarim B'Telem all day. The Dibartabam Yachal B'Devarim B'Telem. That was like a Rabbi Winevsky line. We miss Rabbi Winevsky, who was a lot of fun. Okay. So that's the first. That's the first nekuda. Now, Reb Kiva Eger notes that if it's a dover that's yavish but it is maluach, you require hadacha in that case. Even though the Bach says a dover yavish doesn't require hadacha, if it's maluach, it does. And this really is coming from a Ramah. It really coming from a mechaber and say, if hey, the mechaber writes, if you have a dover yavish that's maluach, so then you need hadacha. Now, the Chavis Das comments that hu hadin if you have a davar charef. Right, the Pischei Tshuva over here quotes in the Chavis Das, if I have a davar charef that ends up touching, so you need hadacha, even though it's a davar yavish. No, I have like an onion that touches, I need hadacha. Now, this is a little bit hard to understand, and Rabbi Vakon Nabadi HaShulchan on one of these pages raises the question. He says, I understand that by melach, you could say you require hadacha because the teva of salt is that it like grabs onto stuff, right? But if I put an onion next to food, mehecha tasi, anything is going to be grabbed onto. So that's what Reb Feivel asks. It's a little bit interesting that the Pischei Tshuva seems to pass in like the Chavis Das, although I think Reb Feivel has a pretty strong taina here. It's on page Kuf Hey. Gamza eino muvan bein lechala ikol inyan hadocha min davar charef l'sha'ar devarim. Hamechuvar b'zeh is what the Yad Yehuda says, that salt will draw some stuff out. There's a bit of a discussion over here in the Achrayim about what's going to happen if the things touch. Are we assuming that if the things touch, that there's a suffix, maybe something got on? Or are we assuming that vaday something got on? If you look in the Badei HaShulchan Tziyunim Ospeis, he concludes that it's only a suffig that things got on. The Taz over here raises a question. The Taz asks, we paskin earlier in Yerideya that anything that's not going to be Aser Bidi Eved is not going to create a problem. If you eat it below hadacha, the Taz says, it's not going to be usher. So how come over here you're not allowed to have them touch? So the Taz is bothered by this kash, and the Taz answers that in his opinion, in his opinions of the Taz, over here, since it's an Isser Baror, we don't allow them to touch, even though B'di'evit, it won't require any Hadacha. If they touch, you won't require, B'di'evit can't make anything treif, but nonetheless, we don't allow them to touch L'chatzpil, because it's an Isser Baror. The din earlier in Shulchan Aruch, that if it's not going to be Aser B'di'evit, there's no concern L'chatzpil, that's when it's a Suffolk Isser. That's what the Taz Tain is in Sif Katin Aleph. Now, this issue, that according to the Taz, it's not Aser B'di'evit. If you look in the Badi HaShulchan on page 104, the Badi HaShulchan points out that the Prima Gadim disagrees with the Taz. The Prima Gadim, on this Taz, the Prima Gadim tainas that the Taz is L'shitaso, because the Taz assumes that Klipa is not Aser Me'ikr Hadin. And therefore the Taz says, so of course it's going to be Heter Gamor. But says the Prima Gadim, we who paskin, or he who paskins, that Klipa can be Aser Me'ikr Hadin sometimes, so therefore it really should be Aser. So that's already an interesting Nakuda. But Zolzayin, according to the Taz, Klipa is not, excuse me, according to the Taz, if I don't do Hadacha, it will not be treif. But the Prima Gadim assumes if I don't do Hadacha, it can be treif. That's what emerges from the Taz and Sif Katan Aleph. In Kainam Hadavarim, we have a problem because the Taz and Sif Katan Beis kind of goes berserk about the people who eat herring in the Gayesha Inns, no? The Taz says, like, Lo Yafa Osen Hochei Drachem, who eat the herring and the Ugarkis. Ugarkis are a Yiddish word for pickles or cucumbers. If you look it up in your Google Yiddish Translate, you'll notice that I think there actually is Google Translate in Yiddish, no? So ugurkis are like pickles or cucumbers. Ugurkis with meimelach, I guess, is what we would call pickles. So the Taz goes berserk about the people who eat this stuff. So why is the Taz so bothered by you, Lecha'ora? Right, if the Taz himself assumes that's going to be Mutter B'di'evet, so, okay, so the people are doing it, what's the big deal? Right? So the Pischei Tshuva over here quotes from the Chavistas, Pischei Tshuva is Beis, quotes from the Chavistas, that the Taz is really worried about a sugya that we learned in Siman Tzadi Taz of Eim Abad and Nesvah Chatfila. In other words, if B'mezid, I put my herring or my ugurkis in a treif keli, so then effectively what I'm doing is I'm drawing some of the tarfis out of the keli, and I'm being mevatel that, and we know that the mezid in mevatel nisrul chatzpilo is going to become aser, and that's how the that's the way the Chavistas understands the steer in the Taz, which is interesting that the Taz is really talking about the dinim of ein Mevatlin Isser L'chatzchila.
Even
Sainan, Sainan Maluach is going to draw it out. We'll discuss this more in Sif Beis, but yeah, apparently that's the halacha. There is a little bit of a discussion over here in the Pischei Tshuva Os Aleph about what do you need. In other words, when we say that when the meat and the milk, the meat and the cheese touch, so you need hadacha. So, vos mintos hadacha. What does hadacha mean? Does hadacha mean that you just rinse it off? Does hadacha mean that you rinse it off and you scrub it? Does hadacha mean that you rinse it off and you scrub it really well? So, all the shitos are found. If you look at the Pischei Tshuva, he quotes a machlokas on this nekuda, whether you need the Chavistas is a megal, that all you need is to rinse it off. The Prima Gadim is machmir, that you have to scrub it. And the Yad Yehuda basically says that you have to scrub it well. And of course, the Badei HaShulchan is machmir, that you have to scrub it very well. Ad kan, the fancy Torah. L'cha'ora, you look at the source of this in Judaism, which is in the Teres Habayis on page Chof Aleph from the Beis. So this is exactly a machlokas between the Rashba and the Ra'ah. No? The Rashba assumes that all you need to do is hadacha. You just have to rinse it off. The Ra'ah says that no. Right? The Ra'ah, in the context that we'll talk about in like 3 minutes, The Ra'a says that we're worried in certain cases, now, if you hold that, all you have to do is rinse it off. There's no concern of lo yadichenu yafe yafe. Yafe yafe means that you have to rinse it very well, which would involve some degree of scrubbing. So l'cha'ora, the Ra'a holds that you have to really scrub it, and the Rashba holds that's not necessary. And in the Badei HaShulchan, on the top of page Kuf Vav, he points out this Machlokes Rashba. He has a dachuk approach to reinterpret the Rashba, but the Pashtus is that the Rashba holds all you have to do is rinse it off, and the Ra'a holds that you need to actually scrub it. So far, so good. That, I think, is what I have to say on Si'if Aleph. Si'if Beis is a little more exciting, no? Or, I don't know. So, Si'if Beis basically is quoting from a Sefer Baal HaItur that the Torah quotes, which is that anything that requires Hadacha, so you're not allowed to do L'chatchila, unless it's something that you always are going to rinse off. No? In other words, cooked meat, I'm not allowed to put on the treif keli b'chatzchila, because I might not rinse it off. But raw meat that no one or no sanitary individual would ever cook raw meat, would ever use raw meat without first rinsing it off. So raw meat is going to be mutter to put on the treif plate. But that's basically what the Baal HaItur says. By the way, the Pashtus over here is that all you have to do is rinse it off. Now, if you assume that you require some degree of scrubbing, so then it's entirely possible that somebody's going to rinse it but not do it well. Again, that's all discussed in the Badei HaShulchan Al-Atar on page Kuf Vav. Okay, so this is the din. This is the din of the Baal HaItur. Nishalat HaSheila, all the Achronim, beginning in the Dark Day Moshe, they are bothered by Akasha, that this Baal HaItur basically is contradicted by Sefer Archos Chayim. You see, the Baal HaItur is assuming that something that I'm not going to rinse off, I can't put kosher food in the treif keli. But Archos Chayim says, for example, that I'm allowed to put matzah in a chametz tikkakeli. And that's quoted in Tafnun Aleph. And later on in Shulchan Aruch, yeah?
Yeah. So why does everyone just quote that from the Orchos Chaim when it's just a Gemara? I know there are variations in the Gemara, but what?
So this gets involved in the question as to whether Kli Cheres is different than not, which the Shach picks up on at the end. So I think the reason why they quote Orchos Chaim is because he's more explicit that
it's like all Kalim.
All Kalim. Okay. That's what I'm assuming, but the yes, is Kasha, a steer between the Archos Chaim and the Baal HaItur. That's like the way Judaism begins. So we also have later on in Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Kela that's Balua from Basar B'Cholov, I'm allowed to put apples. I'm allowed to put peiros in the keli. Right? The Shach brings all of this up, and this is a real stira that the Darkei Moshe begins with in his answers. And if you read the Darkei Moshe, I think the Darkei Moshe has three distinctions. Distinction one, the Darkei Moshe is that there's a difference between the Dover Yavesh and the Dover de Ispe Lachluchas. Right? In other words, the Archos Chaim is talking about putting matzah. Matzah is Yavesh. A moist food is going to be Aser. Alternatively, there's a difference between Chametz and Shari Surim. Chametz is more Machmir. Alternatively, the third approach, which the Darkei Moshe assumes is the Iker approach, is that there's a difference between a Dover Sonein, or excuse me, there's a difference between a Keli Sheshtamish Bo Sonein and a Keli Sheshtamish Bo Cham. Right, there's a difference if the Keli absorb the Tarfis through heat, or if it absorb the Tarfis through cold. That is the third Mahalach in the Darkei Moshe, which he says V'chein Nerali Iker. However, when you read the Ramah over here, the Ramah seems to require what we'd call tarta lativusa. The Ramah requires that it has to both be a dover yavesh that I'm using now and a keli shishtamish bo tzonin. No? That's what the Ramah requires. And it's hard to know where the Ramah got this from the Darkei Moshe, Although, it's probably not the only time in Judaism that the Mappa and the Darkei Moshe are saying things not exactly the same, but it's unusual. So, this in part leads the Taz to change the Girsa in the Rambah. The Taz basically adds the word O, meaning according to the Taz, it's going to be permitted either if the Keli was absorbed cold, or if the Keli, or if I'm using a Dover Yavesh in it, no? And the Dover Yavesh that I'm using can even be a Dover Yavesh that's Chem. So, according to the Taz, one or the other is good, right? I can't use a Dover Lach if, right, the Keli was Hishtamish by Bechamin, if I used the Keli while it was hot. That's what the Taz assumes. If you have Chad L'Tivusa, it's good enough. And the Shach is the biggest maker in all Judaism. And the Shach says, I'm allowed to use a Treif Keli if I... You don't even have to rinse it off. The Shach says, just wipe it off. Kinuach Yafe, you wipe it off well. As long as there's no be'en on it, I'm allowed to use a Treif Keli, providing, the Shach says, I'm not doing this on a regular basis, and providing it's not a Kli Cheres. Ad kan divrei HaShach. Right, so this is very important, no? Let's say I go to a hotel on a trip. So, am I allowed to use their treif kelim to eat a salad? Or to eat a kosher salad, a salad that doesn't have a bug issue. To eat a tomato, to eat a... Right? Am I allowed to use the treif kelim in... Right, if I... The way I used to ask the question to my students, I taught this in BMP, was if you go to Howard Johnson's, can you get an ice cream with one of their metal spoons? Now, people don't know what Howard Johnson's said. I think they went out of business. Howard Johnson's used to be like a hotel that had like ice cream stores in it. Remember this on like your Pesach trips as a kid? No? Wait, whatever. So that's the question that I asked. So l'cha'ora, it depends. If I hold like the Rambah, so anything that was mishtamish by chamin is going to categorically be aser, right? Because you need tartar l'tevusa. If you hold like the Taz, so it's going to be mutter to use it for a davar that is yavesh, no? And if I hold like the shach, as long as it's rinsed off well, as long as it's cleaned well, it's going to be mutter. So that, I think, is in most cases, you can use a treif kingly according to the shach. That's kind of cool, no? People don't realize that that's interesting on its own right. Now, there are a few issues that are worth developing, though. According to the Rambam, a keli that absorbed ayadei chamin is always usher to use. A keli that absorbed tzaynin, I can't use for a dover lach. That lachaora means that there's going to be some plita from the keli, right? Ayadei any dover lach, and this like is something that we never found in Judaism. That whenever I put a cold thing, a liquid, into a keli, somehow it's going to bring some iser out. And maybe there's a din of emavat on iser l'chatchila in that case. That's the way the Rav understood it, in the Rav Shiurim, that somehow the Dover Lach will be maflet from the keli. Like it's a bit mechudash, and that could be why Shach and Taz disagree with the Ramah. Yeah?
Yeah, and kind of obvious, but make sure for the shach, like it's only if it's a cold thing you're eating, obviously. Like if it was a hot thing you're eating in the kli, like it wouldn't be okay, I think.
Pretty sure. I don't think that's clear in the shach.
Wouldn't the initial kli have to only be used?
I think the shach would be make or even a hot thing.
Meaning even if the initial kli was used, but
as long as it was cleaned off.
Without like,
and
I
have
off
to assume that the
kli.
Whoa, wait. Okay. But that I think is what the shach says. Taz. It's also interesting, though. No? You see, when they say a keli that absorbed bitzonin, so I'm allowed to use that for a davar cham, according to the Taz, right? Now, a keli can absorb bitzonin, let's say, al yidei kavosh kemavushal, or al yidei malicha. That means it really absorbed. So how come I'm not worried, right? The Kinyan Deya, who used to be our friend, but he's been replaced by our new friend, but the Kinyan Deya raises this objection. He says, one second, the Dover Cham should be mafla to the iser that was previously absorbed in the keli, according to the Taz. And that, I think, is a kasha, both according to the Taz and according to the Shach. Kosha can the kasha according to the Shach, if you hold that you're allowed to use a hot thing in a cleaned keli. That's already very interesting. I don't know. The Nekudas HaKesef on the Shach, I think, gives the best answer. But for some reason, I don't see that Ma'achorinim quote this Nekudas HaKesef. But Nir Lafini Stati, this is the best answer in Judaism. Remember, we have a steer between the Baal HaYitzchak quote in the Torah over here and the Archos Chaim that makes it, let's say, in Hilchos Pesach, even though it's a Gemara, even though it's elsewhere. But we'll just call it Archos Chaim. So the Nekudas HaKesef answers that there's a difference between whether the Keli is Ben Yomo or whether the Keli is Eino Ben Yomo. If the Keli is Ben Yomo, Givaldik. The keli, right? Because ain't no ben yomo gevaldik. If the keli is ben yomo, so then you're not allowed to use it. Ad kan. Now, it's a little bit interesting though, because Hanir Lafini stated that this nekudas hakesef does come into some sort of problem, because the Arches Chaim is talking about Hilchos Pesach, no? By Hilchos Pesach, aren't we machmer in the Keli Sheinu Ben Yomo? Are we machmer in Nosin Tan Lufgan by Hilchos Pesach? So even though the Mahalach of the Nekudas HaKesef seems to me to be geshmak as all get out, right? But I don't know if it really works, right? Because in Hilchos Pesach, we're machmer, and look at the Nekudas HaKesef yourself. Nekudas HaKesef, by the way, is the Shach, no? Nekudas HaKesef says that whatever the Taz wrote over here doesn't make any sense. I don't know what he's talking about. And that's kind of end this conversation. That's what he says. Okay. Zozain. If you go back to the source of this whole conversation, to the Rashba and the Ra'ah on Chof Aleph Amid Beis. So if you remember the Baal HaItzer Tainus, the Baal HaItzer is quoted in the Rashba. The Baal HaItzer says, "I've had the dover that's darko b'hadocha, it's permitted, right? To put it on because we're not worried that you won't be mediach. We're only worried you won't be mediach. Let's say if it's cooked meat, raw meat is going to be permitted." So the Ra'ah raises an objection. He says, "I don't understand." Whenever lo hutar b'shum makom lismuch davar hamutrim davar aser al das lahachshiro, shem al yadichenu yafe yafe. The lashon ha-ra'ah is that we never allow kasher and treif to come into contact because maybe you won't kasher it later on. You get an impression from the nusach ha-ra'ah that he treats this hadacha idea as some sort of hechsher kelim, right? And you get the impression that the Rashba is precisely disagreeing on this Nekuda, that the Rashba holds, no, it's not really Heksher Kelim, it's just removing a surface Isser, no? And that's why the Ra'ah assumes you need Yadichenu Yafe Yafe, which we're understanding as Shif Shif, and right, you have to rub it well, and the Rashba says you don't need any Shif Shif. The Ra'ah continues, and he says that in his opinion, there's a difference between Kalim and Mamish Adavar Isser. The Ra'ah writes that you could permit putting a Dover that's treif, permitting a Dover that's kosher and a treif Kali, but to have the Mamish touch, kasher and treif touching is going to be worse. On this nekuda as well, I just figured this out this morning. It took me, by the way, sometimes it says me, it takes me like 45 seconds to say it in shir, but it could take me like half an hour to figure this out, no? The Rashba disagrees on this nekuda also. The Rashba disagrees on the nekuda that the Rashba says, no, we're not going to compare Kalim to, right, again, the Ra'ah says we don't compare Kalim to Dover Isser Be'etzem, and the Rashba says, no, we do compare Kalim to Dover Isser Be'etzem. That's actually a big discussion over here. If you look in the Chavistas Os Beis, the Chavistas and Os Beis assumes that, remember, We said that a dover yavesh, if they touch each other, is going to be okay. That's what the Bach says. And then they ask the kasha, but if, hey, we say that if it's maluach, it's aser. So the Chavis does at first says, well, maybe there's a difference between kalim and foods themselves. Right? But then the Chavis does moves away from that. That nekuda, as to whether there's a difference between a treif keli, because that's considered an issa balua, and a davar that is asher kishala atzmo, is precisely lafi nistayti machlokas between the Rashba and the Ra'ah. Kach nirei. Okay, great, awesome. Now, the Rashba in the Mishmeres Habayis has a job in life called ripping the Ra'ah to shreds. No? And anyone who says, did we point this out? Anyone who says that like rabbis are nice to each other and never read about a dispute between the Rashba and the Ra'ah, let me just read you a few lines of the Rashba over here. Amar Kaysev. Right? The Rashba says, the writer comments, right? The writer is himself. Kama Yahir Haime Rabbanon, Shetofes al Gedola Yisrael. How chutzpedik is the Ra'ah? Because he's arguing on Gedola Yisrael, he's arguing on the Baha Itar, and he also throws a rivet into it. How chutzpidik is it to argue? Not only do you have no right to argue on Gedola Yisrael, but you're actually arguing on a pasuk. Says the Rashba that there's a pasuk that's a muchach like the Ra'ah. Because, remember, the Ra'ah. There's a pasuk that's muchach like the Baha Itar, I should say, right? The Baha Itar says it's something that I rinse off, I'm allowed to put on the treif keli, I'm allowed to put on treif food. The Baha Itar says that's something that you rinse off, you're allowed to put, you have touch a treif food. The Ra'ah disagrees with the Baha Itar. He says, what do you mean if it's going to require hechsher later on, how can you do it now? So the Rashba says, I have a pasuk, like the Baha Itur. Pasuk in Parsha Shmini writes, Vayosimu hachalovim al hechazois. Right? When they do the tenufa of the carbon, right? By the miluim, they put the chelev, which is treif, al hechazois, which is on the kosher loins or something. The side. I think chazos, by the way, is the equivalent of spare ribs. Right, it's like the chazeh, it's like the chest area. If you touch it, right, those are your ribs. When you eat ribs, that's what you're eating. They put the chelev on the chazos. Why is it mutter to put the chelev on the chazos? Obviously, it's mutter because you're going to rinse it off after. No one will like eat just raw meat on its own. So the Rash Batayin is that have a oftener pasuk that proves that the Baha Itar is correct. Look at the Gra, Osbeis. The Gra writes, the Likut Osbeis, but Mishmeres Habayis Hevi Raya Lozeh, Mimasha Nemar Bayosimu Hecholovim Al Hechozois. The Eino Raya, Dimin HaToira Vadai Mutter. Says the Gra, you can't prove nothing from a Pasuk, because the Isurim over here are certainly Isurei Rabbanon. Min HaTorah, of course, it's permitted. So at the time, right, of the Miluim, when they're dedicating the Mishkan, right, so of course it's permitted at that time. There's no Issur D'Rabbanon that was instituted yet. Ad kan divrei hagra. So what does the Rashba think? So the Chaora, the issue over here depends on this. The Taz HaYadua. The Taz HaTgeshribin, the Drei Mol. There are three times that the Taz has a Yesod. It's in Choshem Mishpat Simen Beis, in Yerideo Kuf Yud Zayin, and Arachayim Tav Kuf Pet Hei. The Taz in three places has a Yesod that the rabbis have no authority to institute a Din D'Rabbanan when it's against the Beferish Pasuk in the Torah. If anyone asks you, what's the difference halachically between Torah Sheba Ksav and Torah Sheba Al Peh, right, so the Prima Godim and the Psicha Kololas, Torah Chaim is marich about what are the differences la halacha between Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebaal Peh, and the Taz tells us a yesod. The Torah Shebiksav is immutable, in the sense of the rabbis can't even make a chumrah above Vashtei and Torah Shebiksav. That's why, for example, the Taz says, how come we don't make an Isser Derabbanan not to do Milah on Shabbos? Right? Just like I make an Isser Derabbanan, I can't read the Megillah on Shabbos, I can't shake a Lulav on Shabbos, I can't play Shofar on Shabbos. But I don't make an Isser Derabbanan, I can't do Milah on Shabbos. The answer is, says the Taz, it's a Beferish HaPasuk. By Yom Hashmini Yimah Basar Alaso, and the Chachamim have no authority to make an Isser Derabbanan against the Beferish HaPasuk. Right, that's the yesod that the Taz develops. L'cha'ora, that's precisely what motivates the Rashba here, no? In other words, the Rashba brings a raya from a pasuk. You can't bring a raya from the pasuk. This din isn't gans and the din's rabbanon. The answer is that the Rashba holds like the Taz. The Rashba holds that the Chacham have no ability to make a din's rabbanon against the Beferish pasuk. That would mean that Elijah Kramer of Vilna, 1720 to 1797, second coolest person ever after the Shach Kayadua, Elijah Kramer of Vilna assumes that the Taz is not accepted l'halacha. Reb David Cohen Shlita has an entire sefer, which I bring over here. I bought it on Amazon for $5. It was worth it, no? It's called the Sefer HaTaz HaYadua, the well-known Taz. Huh? So the Taz HaYadua, basically, he gives you 9 million makoros. Some agree with this Taz, some disagree with the Taz. On page Chaf Hey, he quotes our issue. He says, I heard it from Naftali Yeager, who's the Rosh Hashiva in Sha'ar Yashov, no? He heard from Rabbi Yeager, the Rai from this Bi'ah HaGra. The only thing is that there's a Tos HaDafus, Rav David Cohen Sefer, he quotes it from the Gra in Simin Sadi Ches of Katan Beis. He means the Gra in Simin Sadi Aleph of Katan Beis. So I corrected it in my edition. So that, I think that's actually a very important point. There's a number of Maramakaimis. There's a Mi'iri in Megillah and Daf Dalet who writes exactly what the Taz says, no? The Mi'iri in Megillah asks precisely the Kasha, if the Chachamim make a Gezerah not to read the Megillah on Shabbos, how come we do Bris Milah on Shabbos? So you know what the Mi'iri answers? I can read it to you. I gave a shiur about this on Shavuos 2 years ago. It's a good Shavuos night topic. Thank you. A good Shavuos night topic. So the Mi'iri writes, Yesh Oalin, Loma Lom Nomar Kein Af B'Milah, Shelo Tidcha Shabbos, Migezer Zu Shema Yavir Es HaTinok. So the Mi'iri answers somewhere on this page that you're not allowed to make a gezer against the pasuk. The Beferish and the Mi'iri in Megillah Daf Dalet. Mi'iri has a few tirutz up to the kasha. At least one of the tirutz on the Mi'iri gives is exactly the Taz. I have a Ritva in Bava Metzia Daf Ayin Amad Beis. He says the same thing, right? It's an exciting topic as to whether or not we hold like this Taz HaYadua and Nir Lafi and Yistagdi, that this is a machlokas between the Gra and between the Gra and the Rashba, and one could contend that this is why the Ra'ah did not miss the Pasuk. No? The Ra'ah maybe agrees with the Gra. Right, the Taz, the Rashba knows that there was an Amaretz, right? And he missed a pasuk. We could say he doesn't miss a pasuk. He assumes that what? He assumes that you can't bring any raya from the pasuk because this is a din to Rabbanan. So these are just some of the points I wanted to make in today's episode of Judaism. Yeah, David?
If we go back to the Shah, he says the Derech HaRai. Yeah. There's some kind of definition of HaRai.
So it's not clear. You get an impression from the Shach, just I can't do it on a regular basis. I'll call upon them when I'm traveling at some other. Then I'm convinced that. Some assume it means once every 30 days. It's considered Derech HaRai. It's not clear. Oh, I should add, by the way, that the end of the Shach also says, Akli Cheres Ramachmir on. So, Lachari, that would mean that when I go to a hotel, so I can't use a treif dish, even though it's clean. I can't use a treif dish because the dishes are klicheres. Okay? But I think if you look in the Prima Godim and the Chavis, the Prima Godim accepts this part of the Shach, the Chavis Nas rejects that part. And Lahalach, I think the minhag of people is that even we even use Kli Cheres. Now the Shach in one place in middle of this long excursion, the Shach in one place writes that when I say that you're allowed to use a clean Keli, you don't assume that the Stam Kalim are clean.
Yeah.
Right? If I clean it myself, I assume it's clean. If someone else cleaned it, Mehechatesi, it's clean.
Why?
So in the fellow who used to be our friend in the King Indeya, so he says that that was true in their times, but today, like, people are embarrassed to give you a dirty Kalim. You go to a hotel, and they give you a dirty Kalim, you're like, what is this? Like, give me my money back, right? People won't go for it, so therefore, Bizman Hazeh, we can assume that all the Kalim are presumed clean. That's what the King in Deya says. It seems like it's a very good svara to me. Okay, gentlemen. Anything else to speak about in today's episode of Judaism, or
about whether using a glass?
Glass with ha'ira.
And probably
I think we hold like a shach. So when I say anything that's clean is heter gamur. The shaila is the shaila is according to the shach himself that kli cheres were machmir on. Why am I machmir kli cheres? I thought there's a machloikas in the prima godim as to why I'm machmir cheres. Is it because cheres is boleya? Right? Or because cheres can't be kasher. If it's outside, you can't kasher it, so we are machmir that we don't kasher glass. But if it's outside, it's boleya, glass is not boleya. So I thought that was a nafgamina. L'maisa, though, we're mekol even on cheres, so I don't think that's such a big issue.
But just to confirm, like, for the shach, I guess it's just for like an ein avinyon, but even something that was like used the chamin beforehand, which would be like totally new kashering, since we're just even if we're using
you're talking about the shach and the kudus hakesef. Yeah. In that, according to the kudus hakesef, it's true. I just don't understand how the kudus hakesef helps letting in pesach.
But for the non kudus hakesef one though, like the shach wasn't, I guess this is my question, whatever earlier, the shach wasn't actually like saying about a kli that would theoretically need to leave in our agala that you could use common on that, like in that Derech or Iowa, except for any sense, right?
So it's really, I mean, although he seems like he says it. That's the problem. You know, you're asking.
Okay, I'm just a stupid. I'm making assumptions that our kashrus works that maybe aren't true, but like, unless you just say that.
It should be a problem, but again, I don't know what to do. Again, we have that kasha on the Taz and on the Shach. It's the same kasha.
Yeah.
I don't know the answer to it.
Okay, it just sounds like a pretty. Whatever. I just.
Yes.
I'm missing something. It sounds like a very big.
It's a good kasha.
Okay, got it.
Sure.